Hey, good morning, guys. This is Julie Fair with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. And joining me today is my friend, Faith McMass, and she is with Century 21 Judge Fight. Good morning, Faith.
Good morning. I'm so happy to be here.
I am so thrilled you are. We are 1 week away from our event today, the big event.
The big event, the Excellence Awards Banquet.
And what is this, the 94th year?
94th year.
That is insane. Okay, so we want to talk about all things banquet today because it is a biggie. But first, I want to tell you some cool things about a new level that we have at the membership, at the chamber, and it's the community visionary member level. These guys are what's going to make the chamber amazing. They're the sponsor or the level of all levels. I'll put it that way. These guys are Baylor Scott & White Medical Center Waxahachie, Limebarger Goggin Blair & Sampson, Carlisle Chevrolet Buick GMC & Cadillac, Roofing and Restoration Services of America, Gateway Mortgage, AmeriCase, and AmeriGraphics, Faith Family Academy, Citizens National Bank of Texas, and Town Square Title. That is nine amazing companies right
there.
That's
an exciting group of people.
They are a very exciting group of people, and they are the ones who are presenting this banquet. So thank you to our community visionaries for helping make this possible. So let's talk about...
So I have a question.
What?
It's what everybody wants to know.
Tell me.
Who's catering?
Oh, the caterer. Mm-hmm. We got Dove's Nest, because you cannot go wrong with Dove's
Nest. Yes, I love Dove's Nest. I love Dove's Nest.
I love Dove's Nest, too.
So excited, I can't even speak.
I love them. And we start that night at 6:30. So if you don't have a ticket yet, we are sorry. We are sold out. But the good news is...
Ask your friends. Somebody probably got a table and they probably need your company.
That's right. There are a few companies who purchase a couple tables each and may have some extra space. So talk to your buddies and see if they have space for you at their table and if you can join them. It will be wonderful. Okay. So Faith, the reason I asked her is because she's going to be our MC for the night.
I'm so excited to be a part of this awesome experience.
She is our master of ceremonies, and that is going to be so much fun. I can't wait to see her outfit. This night is just full of fun people dressing up and getting out and doing, bragging about all the amazing things that happened last year.
One of my goals for the evening is to not trip and fall on stage.
You know, that was my goal when I did that Dancing with the Stars thing. I'm like, Jesus, please just don't let me fall on the floor. That's the main thing. I don't want to fall and make a fool out of myself.
If I fall, hopefully I pop right back up and I'm ready to rumble.
Yes. All right. So let's talk about the sponsors that we have this night. Okay. So we have some gold sponsors. We have Cardinal IG. Whoop, whoop.
Yes.
And our buddy over Angela Boyer over there. We love us some Angela. She's in leadership Ellis County.
Yes.
And then we also have, let's see, other gold sponsors. We have Ellis County Title Company. We have Tiffany Moon over there. Ryan Pitts, Eric Bernard, the gang. We have some silver sponsors. We have Hickory Trail and Angels Home Health, Buffalo Creek, and Focus Care of Waxahachie. They have gone in together on a silver sponsorship. We have Interbank. They are a silver sponsor. You know Janet McGee over there.
Yeah.
And then our nonprofit. Okay, so we have a category that where you can sponsor a nonprofit table, and that is going to be Edward Jones, Cynthia Luna. And she's also a leadership Ellis County person.
Mm-hmm. Awesome person.
And she's going to have the United Way be sitting with her. We have Civitas. Now, Civitas has a few companies underneath it who are going in together for a silver sponsorship. That's Red Oak Senior Living, Midtown Assisted Living, Arabella of Red Oak, Legacy Oaks of Midlothian. And then we have Caliber Voice and Data.
Yes.
We know those guys.
Suzanne, yeah.
Yes. They're going to do a silver sponsorship. Oh, watch out. They have Todd Little sitting over there. You know. Oh, Todd Little. I talked to him yesterday. He said he's going to be sitting at their table. It has been decided. Okay, who else here? We have, another nonprofit table, and that is going to be Divine Flowers, Chase Life, and Jamie Eagleson, Realtor. They all three went in together to sponsor a table, and they are going to have Ellis County Art Association, sitting with them. They are also a nominee.
I have a question. Do what? I get to pick where my table's at, Julie?
Yeah, sure you do. Well, you are in the committee. We could probably work something out.
Can we work that out?
I bet we can work something out.
I definitely want to sit by all the fun people.
Oh, well, you won't be sitting because you're going to be on the stage the whole night.
I won't even be sitting.
Womp, womp. Hey, so yeah, if somebody needs her ticket, make sure you give her a call. Okay, Jordan E's Popcorn. Okay, so you remember last year Jordan Molina came and she did the popcorn table.
Yes, she's always bringing popcorn.
Though. Yes. And it's amazing, like candy and popcorn, and she just makes it amazing back there.
Yeah, it's always festive looking.
Yes,
when Jordan's around with popcorn.
Yes, Jordan is a nominee, and she's also a silver sponsor for the night.
Awesome.
We also have the Confidence Shop, and the Confidence Shop is also a silver sponsor, and they are doing all of our audio video production for the night, and that's
important stuff.
This is very cool, by the way. Okay, now, on to all the things. Let's talk about nominees.
Okay, categories and who. Here we go. Industry, or otherwise known as big business, James Hardy, AmeriCase, Lippert Components, Walgreens Distribution, Atmos Energy. Those are the nominees.
No, wait, hold on. I feel like you're actually on stage at this moment. Like you're the MC at this moment.
Well, I am reading, and that probably prompts me to be a little more formal.
You sound like
clarity,
you're a
though. That
news
would be
producer.
Nice.
Like you're, and we have AmeriCase and Lippert.
Okay, I'll loosen it up.
No. It's actually very nice.
I'll loosen it up.
It's very professional.
Small Business of the Year goes to, no, I'm joking. Small Business of the Year nominees are Mint Exteriors, Art Country Store, Railport Brewery, Fingers to the Bone Barbecue, mm-hmm. Jordan E's Popcorn, Pyramid Oil and Gas.
Yes.
And the Velvet Angel.
Look, we have such good groups.
Was that softer? Was that more fun?
Oh, I just enjoy it all the way around.
So, Keep Waxahachie Beautiful, The Avenue Church, Waxahachie Rotary, Aspen Community Development, and John Houston Homes.
So, the Keep Waxahachie nominees, they're the ones who make everything pretty around town.
Which we all appreciate.
Yes, we do. Just clarifying for those who wonder what Keep Waxahachie
Thank you for the clarification, actually.
Yes.
Let's talk about Chamber Champion of the Year. Do you want to clarify that before I talk about the nominees?
Why don't you clarify? Because you were involved in that conversation. It's somebody who's kind of gone above and beyond, right? And given them the resources and time.
Yeah, somebody who's kind of stepped in and showed a little extra to the community and the chamber.
Yeah.
And champion is a powerful word that really speaks to an advocate as well.
Yes.
So those nominees are Ellis County Title, John Bell, Covenant Life Church, Jordan Molina, Jordan E's Popcorn, Ashley Ford, Waxahachie ISD, we know Ashley as well, and Trudy Hankins, The Confidence Shop.
Yes.
Good bunch.
Yes, good bunch.
Okay, Leadership Award. We have Billy Wallace, City Councilman, Will Turner, President of Baylor Scott & White, Cindy Smith, Robbie Kinsella.
Kinsella. But you
Kinsella,
know what? It's close enough.
I heard a noise in the background and I got distracted. Kinsella. Robbie Kinsella. And Bruce Glaives.
Yes, with HEB. Who was the first name on that list?
Billy Wallace.
Oh, yeah. And I don't know if it's correct to say councilman or councilwoman, or do we distinguish? Is it just a council person?
I'm going to have to reference somebody and get back to you on that.
I don't know, like fireman, firewoman, fireperson, firefighter.
City council person.
Yeah. Anyway, Billy
Otherwise
Wallace.
Known as Billy Wallace.
Billy Wallace, also married to Judge Doug Wallace. That person. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Large Business of the Year Award. Baylor Scott & White Medical Center, Waxahachie.
Yes.
Interbank, Waxahachie ISD, Chick-fil-A, and Encore.
You know what? Let's just talk about Chick-fil-A for a second.
I have
yet to get in that line and not change my mind because I love Chick-fil-A, but oh my goodness, that line just goes on for all eternity. I mean, and my mom always tells me, oh, it goes so fast, but I just look at it and I run. I'm like, every hour of every day they're open, they're always packed.
So the line is constantly moving. It doesn't go on, right? People just they love Chick-fil-A that much.
It's insane. That's I don't think there's is. A time of the day that it's not completely full.
Maybe we should look into this, do a little research, ask them, when can I come?
Yeah.
And the line won't be there.
I'll be willing to eat late or early or something.
They're doing something right.
Yes, they are. You know why? Because they say the special saying, "It's my pleasure." It is my pleasure. Okay, keep going. Sorry.
So, Nonprofit of the Year Award, those nominees are First Look, Ellis County Art Association, Ellis County Children's Advocacy, Child Abuse Victim Advocates, United Way of West Ellis County, and Best Buddies International.
You just can't go wrong with any of them.
Nope. They all deserve to be nominees.
Them's all good folks.
To have them. So, newcomer of the year is Crumble. Speaking of food and doing something right.
Mm.
Dancing Daiquiris, again. Fat Tuesdays Waxahachie. Chill Zero. Fingers to the Bone Barbecue. And Texas Cryoworks and Wellness.
I mean, I ate at Fingers to the Bone on Sunday. I'm not going to lie.
You didn't invite me.
Well, I was kind of thinking that nobody needs to see how bad I eat when I eat there. It's a pretty bad scene. I'm like, it's all over my face. I'm going crazy.
Emphasis on the name of the name, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, Mabel Frame Award. The nominees are Terry Hill, C10s in the Park and Party on the Square, Texas Motorplex, Big Al's, Waxahachie Downtown Merchants Association,
yes,
and Becky Kaufman.
There you go. And the Mabel Frame Award, y'all, is an award that it's given to someone who or a group of someones who help bring tourism to Waxahachie and promote tourism in the community. So,
and Waxahachie is becoming more and more of a tourist spot, I feel like.
Yeah.
There's so much to do here.
There is. You know, you can go downtown, you can eat, you can shop, you can walk down to Rail Yard Park, you can go to one of the breweries, you can hang out. You can pretty much just do anything you want to do anywhere in town. Then you got, I don't know, do we call the north end of town uptown? Does it have a name?
I don't know if I could speak to that.
You've got daiquiris uptown, you can go to S&B shop.
I woke up every morning to work harder to go out and enjoy all the things to do.
If you ever need help working harder, let me know. I'll work with you.
I'll let you know, Julie. Woo-hoo. Thanks.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. And we're looking forward to the banquet next Thursday. And like I said, we're out of tickets, but feel free to contact one of your buddies who may have bought a few extras. Do you have anything else you want to say, Faith?
No, I can't wait to see everyone there. This event is about honoring people that show up, people and companies that show up for the community and the chamber. And it's fun, but it's also very rewarding to be a part of. And we can't wait to see you all there.
And Faith's a realtor here in Ellis County. And just so you know, Faith can always, always take care of you if you're looking for a
home, commercial, land, call me.
Yes, call her. And if you don't know how to get in touch with her, just call up to the chamber and say, "Who is that girl Julie talked to? I need her information." But her name is Faith McMess. Thank you, Faith. All right, guys, we'll talk to you next week. Bye.